All right, 12:50. Mark Zagorowski yesterday did something that we all kind of expected, that he would forego his eligibility at Creighton and enter his name into the NBA draft. He was the Rock, March Marcus, in the Sweet 16 run. The one thing, and this is his career, because I'm going to be one of those people that, as good as he was, I mean, he was smooth as a shooter, either off the dribble, little pull up, or catch and shoot. The way he ran that team for the last couple of years, he stepped up at key moments and could have scored more. But when he needed to score, he did. But he liked to get other people involved, and he was a facilitator. I still think he will go down as underrated, maybe underappreciated. It doesn't mean everybody. But I'm looking at this past March, the way his game was leading up when he was finally healthy this past year, and what he was able to do, and he still wasn't getting a lot of love. I don't know, everybody that follows the program will definitely realize his impact. But I think outside of the 402, I still underrated and underappreciated. But what a career that he had. And, you know, he shows up in some mock drafts in the second round. And he's got, you know, his brother plays in the NBA. He's going to make it difficult, just like Tyshawn Alexander. He's going to make it difficult on somebody to say, you're done. Going to find a way to stick around. I think the other thing that will benefit Marcus Zagorowski, fortunately, it doesn't benefit Creighton, but it benefits him trying to showcase his talent for NBA teams who will have somewhat of a normal offseason when it comes to preparing for the NBA draft, because there will be a combine, there will be the draft around the time that normally happens. You know, it'll be after the NBA finals. So you look like you can have summer leagues, that summer leagues will be back. But what's going to benefit him? This might be the first time in a while he's going to have a healthy offseason. He's not going to be rehabbing from a knee injury. Not going to be rehabbing from the wear and tear of a season where he had surgery. He is going to be healthy. And he'll find a way to play in the NBA. But I posed the question before we went to break. The most recent guys that have found their way into the NBA. Now, Kyrie Thomas is not... Kyrie Thomas is here in town, actually. Justin Patton, Kyrie Thomas, Tyshawn Alexander, Marcus Zagorowski is the next. Who will have the better NBA career? Justin Patton's been a pro for a while now. But through injuries and trying to find the right fit, he's only played 22 NBA games. 13 of those are with his team currently, the Houston Rockets. Kyrie Thomas played 34 games with the Pistons, a little over 2 points per game. Tyshawn Alexander is property of the Phoenix Suns. He got 8 games in the league this year, so he got his feet wet. Weird year to be a two-way guy because of how they did the G League with the bubble. And Phoenix didn't have their own dedicated team. But they think highly of him. And then you have Marcus, who may or may not be drafted. He may have to go the way of a two-way contract, which, if you have a good agent and you know rosters and you know personnel, players and people, maybe it works better for you. But I'm going to throw another one in here, and I'm going to include Nebraska. Did you think that we would be on April 14th, and if you watch the Oklahoma City Thunder on a regular basis, Isaiah Roby is a starter. Not every night, but he'll pop up into the starting lineup.
Sure will.
And they're a bad team. They've lost 7 in a row. Even though Dort scored 42 last night, that was a...
Unreal. Yeah. What?
Isaiah Roby has played 47 games in the NBA in his career. He has played 44. He has started, what was the note on him last night, or the other night. So he's played 44 games with the Thunder this year. He has started 24. He's averaging over 8 points a game.
Oh, yeah.
Did you think that he would have the NBA career that he had? What happened is he got to the right spot of a team that they're playing out the string. They don't have a lot of great bodies, and they're giving you an opportunity. I mean, if Roby was still in Dallas, is he playing right now?
No.
He goes to Oklahoma City. Ideal.
Yep.
Just like Justin Patton. He's in Houston. Houston isn't making a run for the Western Conference Finals. They get an opportunity to play people. You know, if Phoenix was like Phoenix has been, maybe Tyshawn gets more opportunities. It's all about where you fall. Roby fell into a great situation in Oklahoma City. He's gotten to play, and he's gotten to show people that, yeah, he can play in the NBA. But how many people thought he would be at a point where he would be almost 50 games into his NBA career, and he'd be averaging over 8 points? You would have said, I could see him on an NBA roster, sticking on a roster, but probably not playing a lot. He got to the right place. So of the four Creighton guys, the most recent guys to be in the league, whose career will be better? We probably take Kyrie out of this mix right now, and it comes down to JP, Tyshawn, and Marcus. I still believe that Tyshawn Alexander is going to find a way to have a productive NBA career.
I think so,
too. It may take a little bit, but if they play summer league this year, he would benefit greatly from playing on the Suns summer league team.
Absolutely.
More basketball, more eyeballs of front office people to watch him develop that have seen him in both levels this year. I think it's Tyshawn Alexander that of those four will end up having the most productive NBA career.
If there's somebody's career that I think Marcus Zagorowski could benefit from watching, it's a TJ McConnell. In regards to just how size-wise, how you can make it work and how you could be a benefit to a team in that sense, because Marcus is going to be one of those point guards their size. They're going to look at, he might not have the size, but he's not going to make mistakes. He plays hard on defense. He takes good shots. He's a much better shooter than TJ McConnell is. So that's where the benefit for Marcus is. And I do think he does get drafted this year.
Texter, Patton Thomas will never do so much. It's between Tyshawn and Marcus. Neither will likely do a whole lot, but if one of them does, it'll be Marcus. Adam says, I think Tyshawn will have the best NBA career over Zagorowski, Patton, and Kyrie. He's the most well-rounded player of all four of them. He can play defense, shoot it, and handle the ball. He's got a leg up athletically on Marcus, which is why I give Tyshawn the nod over Marcus, who will have the best NBA career. Marcus is too small and not explosive enough, and unfortunately, I don't think he is going to have much of an NBA career. He's somebody that, if you are not drafted, you can pick your spots.
Yes, and that's important.
And pick your spot on a team, maybe not a contending team, younger team, and get into the summer league where you can help your stock going and secure a spot on a training camp roster when the calendar gets back to a more normal NBA season with the preseason and then into the season where you would also have the G League option going at the same time.
Absolutely.
The thing about the NBA, and you know, these are the best of the best that are playing nightly in the NBA. Mm. And I'm looking at, there's an abundance of players in the last 2 days have put their name in for the NBA draft. Some are just dipping their toe. They want to see what you think of them. Others, they're ready to move on. I don't like going to school. I've reached my max here. I'm getting a little bit older. You know, you're 23 years old. You're still in college. It's go time. Your clock is ticking. You have to remember about the National Basketball Association. What do we? We get 60 picks, correct?
Yep.
Probably have, 35 Americans will be drafted.
Oh, good point.
College players from American colleges. Then you're going to have probably, get used to this, 4 to 5 G League players, the high school guys that are going to get drafted, and then you're going to have an abundance of foreign players. It's difficult. It's difficult to get drafted into stick.
Yeah. That's such a good point.
That's the part of when you see mock drafts and we have discussions, especially in the month of March, about the great players in college basketball. And we say, oh, what are they going to do in the NBA? Luka Garza is the perfect example.
Yeah.
I'll use Drew Timmy at Gonzaga. Mm-hmm. Man, that's a great college player. Oh, he'll do great in the NBA. What are we thinking? Luka Garza may be the 55th overall pick, somewhere in that range?
Isn't that something?
He's one of the best players in college basketball the last 2 years.
Yeah.
It's difficult to get to the NBA and then stick in the NBA.
Yeah. Wow.
I still think it'll be Tyshawn. When things settle down in that organization, and even if it's not that organization, mm-hmm. you need tape. You need to play games. You need to play games in front of people that make those kind of decisions.
Right.
Whether it be your own organization or somebody else in the NBA, Summer League is perfect. The last two guards for Creighton will benefit from a Summer League. I mean, Roby benefited from a Summer League.
Sure did.
He at least got on the radar.
Yep.
But he also benefited from, he's on a bad team. I'm sure he'd like to win, but he's playing nightly. He's getting himself, 15, 20 minutes a night, even more?
Good point.
But Marcus is the kind of person that, regardless of size and maybe foot speed, he will make it difficult on somebody to cut him. But if it doesn't work out here, he's somebody that will play basketball somewhere else. There's enough opportunities to go somewhere else and play for him. I mean, I look at some of the Omaha guys. I mean, Marcus Tyus is making a nice living. Mike Rostompor, they're playing overseas. Zach Jackson, Mitch Hahn, they're playing overseas. There's places for you to play. Doesn't always have to be the NBA. It's difficult to be in the NBA. All right, 102, Parker Gabriel coming up at 1:30. The coordinator spoke today, and Miles Farmer described his injury at Purdue. I think he's very lucky. The way he described the injury and that he's already back this spring, not full speed. We'll let Parker fill everybody in on how exactly the injury happened. Out of all places, West Lafayette. All right, we're back with more of the Gary Sharp Show after this.